Welcome to the Fallen State. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you all so much for being with me. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And I am grateful. Thank you all so much. Also, check out the merch and especially my coffee. I have my own coffee now, Punchy's Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime we get goes back into doing this work. So you all are helping us to help others to do our work. Thank you. I have with me Dr. Linda Lee Tarver. She is a nationally recognized election integrity expert, author, civil rights leader, and the president of Tarver's Consulting. Dr. Tarver, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Peterson, for having me.
Absolutely. What is an election integrity expert? What does that mean?
So I worked for 29 years with the Department of State here in Michigan, and I retired as an election integrity expert liaison. I worked closely with looking at some vulnerabilities in our election system. So similar to what we're seeing right now in Michigan, where Chinese national voted in the last presidential election. And there's some vulnerabilities. And so I looked at those vulnerabilities for cheating, how people can cheat, how election workers can cheat, how voters can cheat, how postal workers can cheat, how candidates can cheat. So I looked at those areas and made recommendations to strengthen our voting laws and systems.
So integrity means that you just want to make sure it goes right.
That every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is thwarted.
And what is a civil rights leader?
So I sat and was appointed by the Michigan governor to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. So I worked at that time. The biggest issue of our day was the Flint water crisis. And so we looked at any type of environmental racism or discrimination concerning the Flint water crisis. And as a result, we published our findings based on hearings in the city of Flint, based on the water issues that were going on there.
And so,
I'm a former Michigan Civil Rights Commissioner.
And so, what does civil rights mean? I'm black and slow, so I may just be missing it. I don't know what civil rights. What are civil rights?
So there are many versions of civil rights. You have civil rights that are guaranteed under the law, the rights that not to discriminate against you based on your race, primarily, your weight, your marital status, or any other attributes that is passed into law. So we have the Michigan Civil Rights Commission petitions the legislature, the lawmakers, to pass laws to amend our Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. So there are a variety of different states that have a variety of different things, but primarily throughout each state, age, racism, discrimination, racism for race or ethnicity, age discrimination, weight discrimination, marital status discrimination. Those are primarily across the border of each state. Then they've included in certain states like Michigan, sexual orientation and gender ideology, which I disagree with, but that was after my time there.
Right. Are you conservative or liberal?
I am a Republican. I'm a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, so very conservative.
But the idea of civil rights were made up by the Democrats, and especially when the so-called civil rights movement started. And they made up all this word civil rights because there's no such thing as civil rights. But they made it all up. Do you believe that it's made up or you think civil rights are real?
So I believe that the rights that we have and by our creator, I believe in those rights. And right. I do think that the civil rights that we have that are not consistent, it has not been consistent. So different states have different civil rights that they provide, which is what I was sharing with. I do believe that civil rights is now abused and used for purposes that are more nefarious than we can imagine. At the time, I think it was innocently introduced to stop discrimination. And so discrimination in lodging, because that is where most of it is that there were blacks only lodging, blacks only education systems, institutions. And I think that getting that taken care of, it was blended with this catch-all called civil rights. I don't believe that the civil rights that we're looking at right now is truly civil rights. I think that it is very liberal ideology that has morphed into extra rights. Mom. I believe in equal rights. I really do. What I don't believe in is extra rights. And so it has been used and bastardized into providing extra rights to other groups. And I think it has been misused. I think equal rights should be something that we should all have, but yeah. not extra rights.
When there are black only schools and black only hotels and things like that, America was perfect because of that. But when they integrated, now you have to have white hotels and white schools and black schools together, it made things worse and not better. Do you agree with me at all that they should have never enforced that kind of thing where you gotta share hotels and schools and things like that? Wasn't that a big mistake?
I disagree with Jim Crow that separate was equal. If it was truly separate and equal, it would have, we saw more flourishing in the black community when we had separate institutions of our own.
Yes.
However, integration meant just that we were all going to be Americans, that we should be able to enjoy a human race experience and not just a separate ethnicity. I know that it's very difficult because when I was growing up, I had black doctors and black dentists and grocery store owners and yeah. different things like that. It was very much more prosperous
right.
At the time for black people because we had to have it in our own community.
Yes.
But that does not mean that it was the best way. The best way was to continue with flourishing in those areas, and continue to have our stability. One of the things with Project 21, for which I'm grateful to be a part, is that we look at the totality of the black community. We look at education, we look at black families, we look at our criminal justice, economic issues, entrepreneurship, stability and public safety. And we have these blueprint for a better deal for Black America. That is a policy portion of our research at Project 21 to ensure that we're looking at the totality of it. We do not necessarily have a Black fatherless issue. We know this.
I know, but if America had never had forced integration, I guarantee you the blacks today would be as rich and prosperous as the Jews are. And the reason for that, because we were like taking care of ourselves. As you said, we had doctors, black businesses. I remember those days down in Alabama as well.
Yeah.
And blacks we wouldn't need no other black people thinking for the blacks or trying to tell they have policies and things like that. And then they got along with the white people that they wanted to get along with, and the white people got along with the blacks that they wanted to, because you can't force anyone to love you. I just think it was a horrible mistake to force integrate, because the blacks have not returned since then. They're now relying on everybody but themselves.
Well, I think in generalities, and for the majority, you are correct. But I believe that the statistics that really hurt us is not integration. It is fatherlessness. It is welfare systems
right.
that were put in place to make us less dependent on ourselves.
But that was because of the civil Martin Luther King and all those people, when they came in with the civil rights movement, they the ones sold the blacks to the Democratic Party so that they can get power and control over the blacks for themselves. And they gave government, they told the woman, you can take have welfare, but you can't have a man in the home.
So I agree. This, those
Martin Luther King and those people destroyed that.
Those policies, including abortion, that was being promoted. Jesse Jackson was really anti-abortion and pro-life at one time.
I remember.
God rest his soul. But he was pro-life because he understood what abortion did. But he had then gotten quiet. I think that some of these leaders who were looked upon as being great leaders in the black community really sold out the black community.
Yes.
Many in the black community, many who were not learned, many who did not know their rights, many who did not have a good grasp of the society or the public square or politics or anything like that. They were able to then craft a message that sounded good, but in reality, it was not God. It was not godly. It was not good. It was not good for black folks. But with that said, I don't necessarily blame in totality integration for that.
Why not?
I know that I was part of integration. I was in Michigan. I grew up in Michigan. But I didn't blame my upbringing or anything that occurred in my life on integration. I was bused. I was part of integration. I went to a elementary school and middle school and high school that were predominantly white. And my parents made that choice for me. To participate in integration, and other of my siblings, I'm the youngest of 10, other of my siblings, they did not necessarily integrate. I think there were three or four of us that did integration. And what I found was that we still had two parents at home who loved Jesus and who encouraged us to do better. And I did not see that necessarily from many of the parents as I got older with my family. I didn't see the two-parent home. I saw baby mama, baby daddy amongst my children's age group. And it is unfortunate because that does not strengthen our community.
Do you agree, though, that would not have happened had not have been for the civil rights movement? If the civil rights movement never happened, they would not have brought in the government to take the wife and the children, the mother and the children. That would not have happened if it had not been for the civil rights movement. Do you agree?
But I don't agree that the civil rights movement was the catalyst for the demise of the black family.
And why not?
I do not. I believe that the policies that would segregate, because I worked in Detroit. I gave out welfare. I worked for the welfare office, and I did see the separation of not choosing to feed your child versus choosing to, you know, be with the father of the
baby. I know, but that would not have happened if it wasn't for Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson ever selling the blacks to the Democratic Party for a welfare check so that they can control the blacks. That wouldn't have happened had it not been for the civil rights movement.
I agree that the Democrat Party is dangerous, destructive, and caused a great void of prosperity and even life within the Black community. I agree on that.
Yeah.
What I don't agree with is that the civil rights, I don't throw all of the civil rights movement out with the bath, but don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
But
I don't
the worst
agree.
Thing that ever happened to the Black, other than abortion, was the civil rights movement. They have not recovered since then.
Well, I think that there were some things about the civil rights movement that had merit at the time.
Like what?
And I think that, well, the integration was a very important thing to me.
No. I went to all Black school, and everyone in my class, every student except maybe one, I think he died, but everyone in my class, they became professionals, they became doctors, lawyers, they became school teachers and nurses, and they came from an all Black school, and it was because they had self-respect. They were determined, they were smart, they did what they had to do. But all of those people that was, not all, but most of the kids that went to integration school, most of them failed in life because they were angry, they were fighting with the white people, they had problems.
I didn't have that experience, and the Black folks, the few Black children that grew up, and I went from K through 12 integration. I did not have that experience.
Because you
and
look
I have
white.
Huh?
You look white. That's why.
I'm not white. I'm not white. But I will tell you.
You're one of those light-skinned white Blacks.
I have my father, God bless his soul, rest his soul, is from every tribe in Africa. He's very, very, very dark. And my mother, she's fair skinned, so she's fair.
Yeah.
And so, but at the end of the day, we come in all shades in my family.
Right on.
They ran out of color print. They ran out of ink when it came to me toward the end of it. So
that's right.
I will say that. So, but at the end of the day, the family breakdown of the family, it's the Lord. They have decided to worship things other than God.
Yeah.
I am not going to separate the demise of the Black family, even until this day, on civil rights. I'm not going to put it on civil rights. I'm going to put it on the lack of serving Jesus and the lack of God, the lack of fathers in the home, the lack of promoting marriage. We did not learn promiscuity necessarily from the white family. We are aborting our family, like in Michigan. 4% of the population in Michigan are Black women who can have children. We make up 7% of the Michigan population, but 4% are the ones that are of age to have children. We make up, Black women in Michigan make up 53.3% of the abortions.
Amazing.
That is not from civil rights.
Yes, it is.
That is not from civil rights.
Yes.
That is a lack of morality.
I know, but if the Blacks had not followed the so-called civil rights leaders, they would still have morality. They sold all that down the drain for a free check.
The morality came from a lack of God, lack of Jesus in the household. That is where the morality came from. The immorality that we see right now, the killings over the Juneteenth Father's Day weekend, 40 people shot, 8 people dead in Chicago. Black on Black crime. Black on Black crime.
Yeah.
And, you know, this generation that we're seeing right now, especially there's a lack of fathers in the home, and you cannot underestimate the power of a father in the home.
That's right.
Even with integration, my father was in the home.
Yes.
My mother and father were in the home.
Yeah.
During that time of civil rights, they tested even some of the Northern Michigan hotels. They were asking Black families to go and check in on the hotels when civil rights came to be in Michigan. So my family were very proud of going through and checking for public accommodations and public transportation, sitting on buses, catching buses that were whites only, and making sure that they integrated and opened it up for Black families.
You know what happened as a result of that? There were Black buses business owners who owned city buses, but the Blacks would not go to the Black city-owned bus owners. They went to the white man because they were told by the civil rights movement that white man buses are better than the Black man buses. And so the Black business went out of business because the white people wanted to sit on the bus with the white man. What a mess, huh?
Well, I tell you, we had, I still believe in at the time that we had those civil rights laws, again, it was for public accommodations and public transportation.
But we already had that.
We did not have civil rights.
They had Black buses.
We did not have civil rights where Blacks were allowed to catch public buses, even in the North. So it was very much needed at the time for integration. We were doing away with Jim Crow. And I didn't, separate but equal, if it were equal, but it was never equal, though.
There's nothing that's equal. Do you just discriminate?
Yes, I do.
And how can you, that's not equal if you discriminate.
But the Jim Crow application
but
for
public. But why do you discriminate?
Public, I can discriminate.
Why?
Based on whatever I want. Based on
that's not right.
I can discriminate, but discriminating, that has nothing, no bearing of causing any negative harm.
Yes, it does. You hurt other people's feelings when you discriminate.
Well, the feelings is different than feelings is different than public accommodations and public transportation.
What a mess. So, I want to ask, what's important to you?
The Lord.
Meaning what?
I think that it's important to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ for self, for everyone to be held accountable for what they do and for what they don't do, and to be also a good steward of this land that we call America, and to be able to live freely, live free, and not dependent on the government. But those who do depend on assistance from should get it with restrictions and with a term limit to bring them up and lift them up. I do believe that we are supposed to take care of widows and orphans. As the Bible says, I do believe that we should uplift and try to uplift our Black community, especially because we know that it is targeted. It was targeted by Margaret Sanger for extinction. It was targeted by a lot of groups and some civil rights leaders to pimp and prostitute for the Democrat Party. I do believe that.
So you believe in Jesus. Do you have perfect peace?
My peace comes from the Lord. He said, peace I give you. So my peace comes from the Lord. I've learned the secret, as Paul said, of being content. Whether I'm well fed or not, or whether I'm, you know, in great situations or not, I've learned the secret of being content.
And so do you have perfect peace?
I have perfect peace in Christ, yes.
So do you have perfect peace?
In Christ, yes.
What does that mean, in Christ?
So in Christ Jesus, we have his peace. He said, peace I give you. And his peace is not dependent on happenings or circumstances. It is dependent upon your faith in him to endure and to be able to look at your circumstance and trust him in it. And not to be fearful or anxious, because the Bible says that we are not to be anxious for nothing.
Right.
To be anxious for nothing. And we're not to fear. The Lord says, fear not 365 times in the Bible. And we're not supposed to fear man or what man is supposed to do for us. And if we operate fearlessly and in faith and trusting God in the pit, like, you know, Joseph, he went to the pit, to Potiphar's house, to prison, to the palace. So during those things, he still was a man of integrity. And so that's where we have to be, no matter what season it is. And I think Solomon said it better. There's a season to everything under life, but perfect peace is trusting in Jesus and knowing our purpose here. My purpose is not just to live life according to, you know, getting mine. That's not my purpose. Mine is to lift up Jesus so that he could draw all men unto himself.
So do you have anger?
I do get angry, yes.
And how is it possible to have perfect peace and anger?
So the perfect peace that we're talking about is that that when we are angry, that we sin not, that we can have righteous indignation.
But how is it possible to have perfect peace and anger? Since anger is evil, even Christ said, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer, and they cannot be trusted. So because anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil. Christ said that. And so if anger is not evil, why would Christ say it is evil and don't trust an angry person?
Well, if we look throughout the scriptures, angry people are people who have bitter and wrath. He talks about people with bitter and wrath. The Lord God, our Father in heaven, got angry. And his anger subsided. So we are made in the image and likeness of our Father in heaven, all of us. And so anger is, you can be angry and have righteous indignation.
Well, he told you not to. He said, why would he say, don't trust an angry person? Because an angry person is evil. They're a murderer. They're of their father, the devil. You cannot trust them. If anger is good, why would he say, don't trust an angry person, that they are evil, if it's good?
So the anger that you're talking about, I don't know what scripture you're quoting, but in terms of don't trust an angry and bitter person, an angry fool.
But he didn't say that.
Them, a wicked person.
That's not what he said, though. He said,
I know that God had gotten angry. And so his attribute, Jesus was angry. He kicked out those who are peddling in the
But Jesus,
in the
temple. Jesus was never angry. There's no anger in Jesus or God. It's all love. He can't be angry.
Well, he can be, and
no.
He has been. The Word of God says that God's anger subsided. When he was angry, his anger subsided. So that is not true.
Was he lying when he said an angry person is evil and do not trust an angry person?
I don't know what scripture we're referring to, but I do know my God became angry. I know God's anger. He said he's a jealous God. He has all of those things and attributes, but anger is certainly what Jesus had. He did become angry.
So he was of his father, the devil, or God?
He made a whip. Jesus made a whip and beat the men out of the... beat the money changers out. So let's read that scripture if you want to read it together. He made the whip himself and beat them. So yes, Jesus got angry.
And so he was. So Jesus was of his father, God, and the devil?
No, he is not.
But then, the devil. Anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil.
He said the word of God, when he was talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, you are of your father, the devil. He was a liar.
Right. The devil is a liar.
Doesn't say angry. He was a liar from the beginning. And when he speaks his native language, which is a lie. So that's what the quote, if that's the scripture you're referring to, Jesus was talking to the Sadducees and Pharisees and said, you are like your father, the devil.
He said, don't trust an angry person. He meant anyone. And he said that anyone that has anger is evil. They are murderers and they cannot be trusted. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Do you believe racism exists?
Yes, I do.
And where is your proof that racism exists? What's the proof of it?
I don't have the cases.
Right, I don't want cases. I just want to know where your proof that racism exists. Give me proof.
So there are cases in Michigan when I was a civil rights commissioner that demonstrated clearly that there was racial discrimination against individuals, employers to employee, accommodations, businesses to different groups of people that discriminated against them based on their race. And those are documented in every state. But in Michigan, there are cases that show that they were racially discriminated against.
And so was it whites discriminated against the blacks?
It was a variety of them. It was blacks against whites. It was whites against blacks. It was mostly blacks against Asians and some other groups, Hispanics. But it was definitely racial discrimination, racism.
So I understand that people do discriminate. You admit that you discriminate. But where is your proof for racism?
So the evidence that for racism that has been documented, investigated, and settled or prosecuted is definitely within the files of the civil rights organizations within each state. And there's different cases that show. I'm not saying it's widespread.
Right.
I didn't say that. I said there is racism. I do believe there is racism.
Amazing.
We do have racists out there, but I didn't say it was widespread, nor did I say
right.
It was something that, would count on a daily basis or anything like that. But there is racism that has been found, and it is definitely researched, investigated, and settled civilly.
So let me ask this then. God said, Christ said, that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a battle between good and evil. It's spiritual. And that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
right.
spirits and principality and wickedness. Why do Christians say what the children of Satan says? The children of evil call it racism, whereas God called it spiritual, good versus evil. Why do the children of God call it what the children of Satan call it when he said it's not physical? Why do the children of God say it's racism when it's spiritual?
So we live in the world, even though we're not of the world, but we still have a responsibility to call things or describe things.
But why not call it what God call it instead of what Satan call it?
Because if we use the words that Satan uses, then it won't be able to be prosecuted or.
But that's what Satan called it, racism. Why not call it what God called it, spiritual, between good and evil, rather than what Satan called it? Satan called it, and his children call it racism. God's children care spiritual. Why not call it what God call it rather than call it what Satan children call it?
So we deal with a lot of different spiritual demonic oppressions. We deal with people who are suffering from a variety of spiritual challenges. But when it comes to calling things in a public society, in a secular society, something that is biblical, it will not translate necessarily in the public square or in a courtroom.
I know, but Christ didn't call it racism just because the world did not accept it, right? He called it what it was so that we can know what we're dealing with. You can't, lost will not know what they're dealing with.
Our laws are not going to be based on biblical terminology. It is going to be based on what society can describe. And so what society can describe is the activity and the actions of an individual against another, not necessarily their heart condition.
But why would the children of God operate the way the children of Satan operate?
They're not operating according to the what children of Satan are operating.
Well, you said there those are Satan laws, and the children of Satan follow those laws. You got to use the word racism instead of spiritual.
So you are following what the
children of Satan are calling it.
The Lord Jesus said, "Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and what under God what is God."
Right here, so talking about the money.
If you are rendering under, he dealt with that, correct? But that is what the civil rights laws remedies are monetary.
I know, but that's, so, why not call it what God called it, or why unite with the children of Satan? And call,
I'm not uniting with any satanic group.
Well, not a satanic group, but what I'm asking, if God said that our battle is spiritual and not physical, why not, as children of God, call it what God called it, rather than call it racism like the children of Satan?
Because even Jesus used the systems that were prevalent at the time to address the issues of the day.
But he was always spiritual, though.
He didn't take away the systems that were in place. They gave him trials, multiple trials. He had to go before the Herod and all these other places.
I know, but you're not telling me why. And I'm only asking for understanding, too. It's amazing. But I want to know, why do the children of God, the Christians, the believers in God, why do they use the same words that the children of Satan use to deceive rather than set free?
So using the word racism is not necessarily a satanic word.
Yes, it is.
A word.
It's a lie. If it's a lie, it is of the devil.
If it's not true, and I shared with you, there are cases of racism in Michigan. I don't know about where you're at, but there are.
I know, but I understand what you're saying, but that was not because of racism. That was because the hearts are wicked. And so they treat people unfairly. Wicked hearts do that.
Yes, but it wasn't because of racism.
It was because
of
evil.
Only the Lord knows the heart.
No, that's not my point. What I'm telling you, that the discriminating that you say you know about was because of people who discriminated against others for those reasons were doing it because they were evil, not because of racism.
Okay, but if you want to hold on to the fact that this is only evil and that it is not, their heart condition is evil and not racism,
right?
But the output and their actions demonstrate that level of demon, that discrimination, racial demon, it has to have a label.
It's called, the label is evil.
And so evil has to be adjudicated some kind of way.
By God.
And so the Lord had, if you go through the sundry laws and all of these laws that the Lord had set forth by Moses, he dictated those, not Moses. The Lord dictated all these laws on how we treat each other. And throughout, they go by behaviors. There's one we get in our laws called, we call it malice and aforethought. It is in the Bible.
How did God say that we should treat each other?
The Lord talks about how we should treat each other.
How should we, what did he say? How we should treat, what did he say?
That we should love one another.
Right. He didn't say come up with a word racism.
He didn't say not to come up with the word racism.
Right, because he didn't say
racism is not a sin. It's not a sinful word. It's not a word that's sinful.
It's a lie word. It's not real.
It is a real word in the English.
It's
language.
A made up word, but it's not real. It was made up by the so called civil rights leaders. Because they wanted black people to think that white people were discriminating against them so they can use the black. It's a made up word. Our battle is spiritual.
All of our words in the English language are made up.
And that's the problem.
It's made up. So regardless of what you do, if the activity and the behavior comes into play, The Lord deals with the behaviors and activities. Only He knows the heart. So if for some reason you have restitution is in the Bible. Restitution is in the Bible. If you harm someone, whether intentionally or unintentionally, and cause them to lose their property or whatever, then you have to pay restitution and replace what you harmed. That's in the Bible.
That's a devil way. But let me ask you this because of time. Do you believe in the order of God?
Which order of God?
Of God. The order of God and Christ. Christ and man. Man over woman. Woman over children. Do you believe in that order?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do.
And so do you believe that women were created to follow and not to lead?
Follow.
Were women created?
Their husbands?
Yeah.
Honor their husbands?
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I believe that the Lord made us to lead and to follow.
No. No, the order is God and Christ. Christ over man, man over woman, and women over children if they have children.
Every man over woman. It's not every man over woman.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not every man over woman.
I have proof. So let me first ask. So do you believe that women were created to lead or to follow?
I believe we were created to both lead and to follow.
But God didn't say that. Where do you get that from?
I get it from the women that He created and the Word of God that He established.
That's amazing.
I get it from the women that are in the Word of God.
But those women, the women that were supposed to be leaders, they were listening to their husband. They weren't leading on their own. They were leading their husband.
That's
God. But let me ask you this.
That's not true, but okay.
No, it is true, but let me ask this. You believe that women were created to lead also?
Yes.
And so then why did God say to Adam, because you listen to the woman, you suffer? And so every time the man listened to the woman, including his mother, his sister, his wife, if he had a wife, girlfriend, co-worker, anyone, every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers. If the woman were made created to lead.
Well, I don't take that to that level.
Why not?
You might, because that is not what the Word of God clearly says throughout.
Yes, it did. It said, because you listen to the man, the woman, you suffer. And every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers. He regrets it.
That is not what has been proven throughout the Word of God. That was to Adam, and that is what
men.
He said to Adam. But that is not what He said to all men. That is not what Jesus said about women.
Because listened to Eve, every man suffered today until he overcome the mother, but he suffered today when he listened to the woman. Nothing works when you listen to the woman.
No, that is not what that's not what the Lord had intended. He said, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, nor male nor female in Christ. We are all one in Christ Jesus.
But so He still didn't create the woman.
But in the family order, it is God. And then the husband is the head of the family.
No, but of the woman. He's the head of the woman.
Of the family.
No, the
He's
woman.
The head of his family.
He said, you're the head of your wife, right?
He's the head of the family.
Did He say your family? Did Christ say you're the head of your family or you're the head of your wife?
He is the head of his family.
What did God say? What did God say?
He said the family.
He didn't say family. He said wife.
The wife is, and the children, if you have children.
I know,
it's
but.
The wife.
I know, but.
Children, then you're not ahead of any, you're the head of the wife.
But did Christ say you're the head of your wife and wife, you should obey your husband? Did Christ say you're the head of your wife or the house or the family?
You should submit to your husband and respect him. That's
right.
What the Word of God
because
says.
Because Christ, did Christ say the man is head of his wife?
He's the head of the household.
Did he say household or wife?
His whole household.
Uh-uh. He said wife.
He is the head of, and will give his life for her, just like Jesus gave his life for the church.
I know, but what
so
did God say?
If you have a husband who's willing to die for his wife, then yes, he is the head of that household, willing to die.
I know, but you're not telling me like in the Bible, in the Word, did God say you're the head of that house or your wife?
You're the head of your home. That is what it says.
Where you get that from in the Bible? Where you get that from?
I can pull it up since we're pulling it up.
What kind of Bible is that?
What kind of Bible are you from? I'm trying to figure out where you coming from, too.
So you disagree that the man is the head of his wife?
He's the head of his wife, yes, but not all women. You made it sound like men are over all women.
They
That's
are.
Not true. That's what you said.
They are.
But No, men are not over all women.
Why
they
not?
Are not.
Why you say that?
That is not what God said.
Yes, he did.
That is not what God, it is not.
So let me ask, because of time, let me ask. Did the woman come from God or from Adam?
Came from Adam.
I rest my case.
So what does that got to do with the rib?
Adam was here first, and from God made Adam from him. Adam came from God. And the woman came from Adam. That's why the woman looked like Adam, because she created Adam's image, and the woman is created in, and the man is created in God's image.
Created he male and female. So if you're going to go there, then read the scripture. It says God created male and female. He created them. That's what it says.
Let me ask this because of time here.
Sure.
That's amazing. In the good old days before the civil rights movement, and when men and women knew their, according to God, their role in life, their purpose and role, black women knew that the husband, the men, were ahead of them. And they wouldn't want to work for women. They didn't want anything because they knew women were too emotional, mental. They had mental problems and too emotional. And they didn't want to work for women at all. They didn't want women to run the church or anything because of the order of God. If black women knew that then, before the so-called women's movement and all that mess, how come black women don't know that today? That the man is over the woman. Why don't they know that?
The husband. Because
no,
if you don't have
a
husband, every man that comes your way, you are not submitting to obey every man that comes your way. That
Why
is
not?
Ridiculous.
Why not?
That is ridiculous.
How? Why?
Every foolish man that comes your way.
Now you just add foolish to it. Don't put the foolish in it.
Every man is not a man of God. And you don't submit to every man just because he's got an XY chromosome. That is ridiculous.
Why you say that?
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Why would God be ridiculous? When God created that order, was he being ridiculous?
That's the order that you see. That is not the order I read. So I don't know what scriptures you're looking at, but that is not the order I read.
And why not?
That's not the order I read. We do not submit to every man. Every black woman did not submit to every man that came into view.
In the good old days, they did.
The
In the good
they
old
days. They did not.
Yes, they did.
They did not.
I remember. Women used to listen to their sons, their nephews. They would listen to their boyfriends, their husbands. And that changed when the civil rights movement came along. And now the black women are out of control because they don't have
also,
men. Would you
when
ever,
women learned how to read and write and work outside the home.
Big mistake.
That changed.
That was the
that
first mistake.
The lot changed when women had to work outside of the home. They learned how to read and write. And so the people that you are talking about, women who stayed at home and submitted to every man, that doesn't happen. That is not the word of God. You
should
submit
women,
to your husband.
Should women be allowed should women be allowed to so-called preach or lead a Bible class and all that stuff in churches?
If it's permissible, yes.
Should women be allowed to do that?
If it's permissible to the church, I don't see any problem with
But Paul had a problem with that. Paul said that the woman should be quiet in the church, and then when she get home, ask her husband.
Paul said, I say, but that is not what Jesus said.
So you disagree with Paul on that one?
I don't disagree at the time that he was talking to whom he was talking to. He wasn't talking to every church, because he didn't say that at every church. He said that at a specific church. He didn't say that. Paul said, I prefer that you do not marry.
And do you
that
disagree
you don't
with,
get married.
Do you
but
disagree
if you
with
want
Paul?
To marry, I don't disagree with what Paul's writing, but that
but
was Paul.
Paul said for the woman to be quiet.
That's what he said to that church, yes.
But, so he was just speaking to one church only?
That's what he was writing to. He wasn't writing to you and I.
So he was just speaking to one church only?
He gave instructions to various churches that they had issues with.
I know, but was he just, because of
Revelation,
was he just speaking to one church only?
He was speaking to that church, yes.
Amazing. So let me ask, should men be allowed to play in women's sports?
No.
No?
No.
And why not?
Because biologically they're stronger and different, and it would not be prudent to have bigger, stronger males compete with women. That is a disadvantage to girls. It is inappropriate, especially with locker rooms and private spaces. So, no, I don't agree. We are different.
And so should women be allowed to play in men's sport?
No.
And so why don't the women fight against women trying to play in men's sport in the way that they fight against men playing in women's sport? I don't see Christian women, conservative women fighting against it, or liberal women, Democrats or whatever. They seem to be okay with women destroying men's sports, but not with men destroying women's sports. Why is there a double standard?
In the professional sports, a lot of them, like the NBA, the NFL, and all of these, the National Hockey League, NHL, they do not play that game of integrating women into their sports. Even golf, they don't
allow
women.
I know, but I'm trying to understand.
And they do that, and they do not allow it. As
I know,
much
but why,
as you have women.
What I'm asking is that, why is it that I don't hear the same outcry from Christian conservative women about women trying to usher men's sports and sports announcer and men locker rooms and all? Why do I hear the same outcry?
Because it doesn't happen as it's not as devastating, and B,
why not? It is devastating to the man.
It is not as devastating when you're talking about those small leagues that might have women come in. I don't know what they are, but for the most part, men have blocked women from integrating and coming into their sports. That's what I was saying.
I know,
you're
but
not
the, in karate
NFL.
And all that, karate it, and other sports.
You will not find it in the professional men's sports.
I'm talking about any men's sport, period. Not professional, but non-professional and everything.
You don't even find it on college campuses.
Yes, you do.
Tell me, I don't see one. I've never seen a woman in a men's.
You see it in wrestling. Women want to wrestle with men. Should women be allowed to wrestle with men?
I don't think women should be allowed to do any men's sports.
Okay.
I think they should have their own sports.
Right on. Right on.
I don't see it happening at any place or any given time. I don't see it occurring.
But it's happening in wrestling. You don't see it in wrestling?
I don't watch wrestling, so you have me at a disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
But I don't watch wrestling. But I don't even watch it at a high school level. But I've never seen it in professional sports or college.
Let's say that I'm right about that. Let's say I'm right. You don't know because you haven't seen it, so I understand that. But if I'm right, should women be allowed to wrestle in men's sports?
I don't believe that the genders or the sexes should go into each other's sports.
Right
I think
on.
They should stay out of it. But the advocacy that I have done were for girls to have their own sports under the policy, because Project 21, we deal with policy.
Right on.
And that's what I came to talk about was our policy. And the policy is that there was a segregation of girls and females from boys' sports, so that we'd have our own sports, so because they knew that boys were much more stronger,
right on.
And it would be much more damaging and deadly for girls
amazing.
To participate.
That's amazing. So let me ask, what do you think about the genocide, the attack on white men in America today? What do you think about the attack against white people, but especially white men?
So I think that under the Biden administration, you had a lot more attacks under white men, where they were becoming a sort of obsolete in hirings and looked upon as being privileged and the like. I think that that is unfortunate, and it should not occur. I think that people we living now under the Trump administration in a meritocracy, which I prefer over set asides and quotas. And so I think that that is the I think that the attack on any men for because of the race that they happen to be or the color of their skin or what have you, I think that that is not good. It's not supposed to occur, and we should address it. And I believe that it is being addressed. And I think we have a champion of that in the White House.
Absolutely. Who is looking. Amazing. So listen, because of time here, I got to put you on the hot seat.
Okay.
I need you to answer these questions as quickly as possible, all right?
Sure.
The hot seat.
What is a man?
A man is a male who has XY chromosomes and genitalia from birth that identifies him as being a producer of life.
Have you ever picked cotton?
Never.
Should white people be allowed to? You have not lived until you pick cotton. I'm taking you back to Alabama.
My parents picked cotton.
Yeah, so I did too.
My parents did pick cotton, but I the only cotton I picked was shirts and blouses and different things, cotton shirts and sweaters.
Should white people be allowed to say the N word?
No. But they can. I mean, if they are welcome to do so, but at their own risk. So yes, they are allowed. Yes.
What is a woman?
A woman is a biological female who has XX chromosomes and has a womb that the Lord had placed in her to reproduce and give life based on the life-giving sperm of the man.
Amazing. True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
True or false? When she's crying, she's lying.
I think that might be true. I don't know. I don't know who we're talking about. But okay, I think it's true.
Who was better, Michael Jackson or Prince?
Ooh, I want to say Michael Jackson.
Do you keep hot sauce in your purse?
I absolutely do.
You do?
I do. I keep a packet.
Amazing.
I was just raised like that. That's who I was raised.
Right on. Are UFOs real?
I believe some of them are, yes.
Who would you rather see as president? Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Nancy Pelosi, or Melania Trump?
Melania, of course.
Did you take the jab?
No.
Do we need more white babies?
Yeah, we need more babies. I want to see babies. Yes, they can be white. I don't care. Yes, we want babies. Yes.
Is the earth flat or round?
It is round.
True or false? Sending your child to a public school is child abuse.
In my opinion, it can be true. Yes.
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
What were you about to say?
I said, in my opinion, especially Detroit public schools, yes, it's child abuse.
Did you have fun?
I did. This was riveting. It was riveting.
I appreciate you taking out the hot seat. Tell the folks how to get your book. I know you have a book out and your website
books.
And everything. How can people find you and how can they help you?
Yeah, so I have a website called drlindaleetarver.com, drlindaleetarver.com. On there are four books that I've published. The last two were in April. One is called Shall I Pursue? It's Trump's 2024 decision to run for presidency. Also, All the President's Men. It's about loyalty in the Word of God. They're Christian books, and they deal with our contemporary issues. I have one called Dyed in the Wool. It's a biblical guide for Republican women. And I have a children's book called Jesus Who Is Christmas Is Born.
Amazing.
And so drlindaleetarver.com.
Nice. Are you married?
I am.
Do you obey your husband?
I submit to him all the time, yes.
Do you obey him?
I submit to him. I don't obey. I submit. I obey God, but I submit to my husband. Yes. And I honor him greatly.
Amazing. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you today. And thank you all for tuning in. I absolutely appreciate it. Don't forget to support the Father's Day by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there or jessieleepeterson.locals.com. Check out all our merch, the coffee, punchy coffee, the t-shirts, the mugs on jessieleepeterson.shop. jessieleepeterson.shop. And if you'd like to see other amazing guests like this on the show, contact my producer, producer@thefallenstate.tv. And also, last but not least, I do shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, whatever the shout-out is, on Cameo, cameo.com/Jessie Lee Peterson or shoutout.fans, fans.Jessie Lee/Jessie Lee Peterson. Am I leaving anything out? That is amazing. I enjoyed talking to you.
I enjoyed as well. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Take care now.